ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Wake up and smell the podcast. The Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, that is. That's the title.
Hello, do you like the word content? Then pop down your pen and pop down your pants.
Each episode we have a guest with a problem and we get to the heart of it. Or do we mean arse of it?
I'm Claire Cares. Did someone say Reiki Angel Level 3? No, well I've got a direct hotline to Archangel Michael.
And I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, a man of medicine, logic and a lovely high school photo.
So sit back, relax and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast. Teach me. Allow me to be taught.
Now let me just surround you with angels so you feel a bit lighter.
Make some buttons and make the buttons so they don't fit anything that you want.
I've run out of talcum powder. Happy now?
And you'll need them, of course, when you go abroad.
Train spotting. Was that triggering for you?
She's 85. She's in the ocean.
It turns out my lungs are absolutely fine. It's my personality. Hello and welcome to another edition of This. And I'm Claire Cares, shining a light brighter than torch on maximum setting.
And the light in my life is Claire Care.
Oh.
I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones.
That was lovely. Straight into the heart chakra. It's opened like a blossom flower.
Well, you're a good friend, Claire.
Thank you.
I like you.
Anything more?
Joining us today, we have...
Pill Jones.
Pill Jones. And backwards, that's Lip Lip Jones.
Did you know that?
I didn't.
No, we're not.
So thank you for that.
We're learning and one point we'll be laughing. Later on, I've got a bit of a joke for us all.
Oh, we can look forward to that. Yes, absolutely. See
pressure!
If we can spot it.
Oh, God, pressure!
You must never feel the pressure, Claire.
Oh, thank you.
You must never feel the pressure.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. If you just allow me... Yeah. No pressure, Claire. Okay. So, Pill.
It does feel better from a man.
Yes. Why are you here today, Pill?
I am here because I can't stop giving people advice. I've told myself time and time again that this doesn't matter, but that sort of fuels the problem.
Mm-hmm.
People have hit me in the face and have been rather rude to me because sometimes people just don't want advice in certain situations, it appears. But both of you be very calm about this podcast today and I can feel the tension in the room.
Okay, yeah. It is irritating,
it is,
isn't
annoying,
it?
Yes. Mm. Yes, it is annoying. I like giving advice myself, though, actually. So I get it, but I like to read the room and then act accordingly. And that's what makes me so charming.
I think what Claire Cares is saying is that there are certain situations in life where you are in a position to give advice, where advice is wanted, it's required, it's requested.
Mm. For example... If it's a funeral, you're not going to run in and shout, a stitch in time saves nine.
No. Mm. So do you think you're maybe giving advice in the wrong scenarios?
There has been a funeral situation. I sort of went through one by one and gave a little pep talk to everyone was there, asking them, did they really like the person who's died? And tried to approach it that way. Mm-hmm. Just said it's quite good to think about the things that you didn't like about that person.
Mm.
And I was taken out of the funeral home and lots of flowers were thrown at me. So, yes, I don't think I've always done it in the right situations, but I always do it with a smile. You can probably hear the smile in my voice.
Right, yes, I hear that and I see that. How do you respond yourself to advice then? Like, would you go back to a funeral and do the same thing if you was advised not to?
It depends who I was getting the advice.
Sorry, I'm just clapping Dr. Benjamin Jones because I thought that was lovely.
That was really lovely.
And also, Dr. Benjamin Jones, I cut you off last time and I feel bad about that still now. Just now. Yeah.
My advice to you two would be to listen to each other. really listen.
Okay, well, I think that's good advice for Claire.
Close
not
on,
needed advice.
Close
for
on
Dr.
or off.
Benjamin.
Close on or off.
I think for Claire, ideally, you'd have your clothes off.
Off?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
trying
to get
Benjamin?
To the bottom of your true selves, yes. Right, clothes well, off for Benjamin,
we
too.
We certainly agree on that.
I'm as happy as a dog in spring. I love to be naked. Childhood.
Who was the person that was giving you advice when you were growing up?
I didn't have anyone. I had to seek my advice through books. I'm mm-hmm. a big reader.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you, Benjamin, I've also read your book.
Oh, thank you very much. We've got a fan on the show.
Well, she,
not
didn't,
for the
say,
first
she
time.
Didn't say that. She said she'd read the book.
Okay.
I've found. Got a little bit of advice about the book, mainly okay. that you should
Why
have
don't
had
pop
someone.
An email.
Sure.
No, go on. Go on. I'd like to hear this.
Okay.
I would say you possibly needed someone to check the punctuation because it's full of typos.
No.
But, Benjamin, I love the picture on the back.
What was the picture on the back?
It was a picture of me and I was a sort of side-on hand sort of in the cupped position.
Mm.
And there was just a little squirrel and we were staring at each other. And
oh, wow.
It was sort of love.
Wow. If you've got a picture like that, use it on the book, you know. Mm. If you've got a picture of you and a squirrel. People want to see that.
Also, I'd enlarged my balls, so my balls were sort of covering my lower.
Are they titchy in real life? Chest. Yeah. Are they mm-hmm. titchy tiny?
No. Well, yeah, normally, but yeah. I've enlarged them.
Yeah. No point in having a squirrel on average balls.
I definitely felt the urge to kick you in the shin as you sort of advised me there on that book. It was some advice that you gave me there that I didn't ask for.
Mm.
And I think that's the issue.
Mm.
You're giving people advice that they're not asking for it.
I know, and this seems to be the problem. It's making me feel quite upset, actually.
So what, you know, I want to get back to talking about why there was no one to give you advice when you were growing up, you know. Who are the people that birthed you?
I think as soon as I could speak, I was helping or trying to help my family, and they just one by one walked away. It got to them.
How old was you when you could speak?
I was one and a half. I was very early to develop.
Speaking.
Breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And breasts as well.
Oh my goodness.
And that's brought a whole host of other issues.
Mm-hmm.
A one-year-old with breasts, it's not nice.
Well, I suppose that, you know, in that scenario, if you are waffling on and giving people advice, but you're also growing these breasts, people aren't going, oh, goodness me, we should probably nip that in the bud. They're just focusing on the breasts.
Yes.
And that's why, you know, no one's really stopped you.
It's twofold, really. The advice I would have given myself is...
But they did stop the breasts.
Yes, it stopped growing the breasts.
They've actually started growing inwards.
Yes. Can you please stop looking at my breasts?
That's not why we're here today, actually. We're here to help you with your social problems.
I don't think we should ignore it, Claire. Now... I've never seen anything like this before. I did have a friend called Brian, and he had, in the middle of his chest, he had like a little hole that went in. And we would often, I mean, he could sort of lie on his back and eat cereal out of it.
Mm.
Now, you've got these two little inward holes, making like two little bowls in your chest.
Mm.
So have you ever sort of, you know, put maybe a sort of cup of milk in one
should we focus on the advice?
It's great for Atali, actually.
Atali?
A sort of selection of Indian food. So I've tried that. I don't eat cereal, and my advice to you would be do not eat cereal either, because you eat it and it just goes straight through you. It's not giving you any nutrients. And I'd say that to your friend Brian as well. What's Brian's second name?
Davidson.
I don't know him.
No, I don't know. But sounds like a very sugary boy. Jingly, jingly, listen! What's your job? Do you have a job in the advice sector?
Yeah, I work for the Citizens Advice Bureau.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. That is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's the CAB. Cab.
Yeah, cab.
I can't move on from picturing that little bit of chutney in.
Do you like dosa?
I don't mind it, yes.
I'd like to take that picture on the back of your book for a dosa.
Okay, I think that can be arranged.
Okay, fantastic.
Just the picture.
Would you mind, Claire?
What, the picture?
Would you mind me taking Michael for a dosa?
Now, who's Michael?
Dr. Benjamin Jones over here.
Oh, sorry, you remind me a lot of Michael.
Now, who is Michael?
Michael was my husband for many years.
Barrymore?
And
I don't mind. And I think you should take him for a doser and give him some a dose of advice. Yeah?
Okay. A doser of samosa. Mm. So Michael was...
Michael was my husband.
Husband.
Was?
Michael's no longer my husband. He divorced me. It all got too much for him. The breasts, the advice, the doses. Mm. And he left me. And he's living somewhere just outside Taiwan.
Well, at least he's happy now.
I think he's happy.
Mm. How do you know he's in Taiwan?
I received a postcard from him.
That was nice. That's lovely, actually.
He said, what's your advice now?
Oh, well, have a nice time. Pill. Sunscreen. Something about sunscreen, I imagine.
My father used to, whenever I went to a different country, he would say, bring you back a magnet. And I would say, Dad, I think the point of having magnets from these countries is that you've actually gone there and you've bought the magnet back yourself as a souvenir. Mm. And then I said, actually, it's completely pointless because you can order all this online. Mm. Do you think there's a chance that Michael's not in Taiwan? And actually, he just ordered that postcard online to trick you.
That is a possibility.
Do you think he might be in Peterborough?
That is a possibility. I really hope he's not, because then he's lying to me. But there are a lot of things that have been made in Taiwan.
That is true.
My advice to you would be, please stop delving into my marital history. Maybe look a bit closer to your own problems.
And you know what? That's fair enough. That's a fair enough bit of advice.
But Dr. Benjamin Jones doesn't have an ex-husband in Peterborough at the moment. Or Taiwan.
Not today, not tomorrow. Maybe next year.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
So what can you do to help me get over this advice thing? Because it's not helping me. I want to move forwards, not backwards.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried moving backwards?
I did do a moonwalk at my Auntie Jean's birthday party.
How did it go?
It went well. The floor was slippery enough. I had the right shoes on. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Anyone video it?
Yes, it was filmed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Did it go viral in Germany?
No, unfortunately not, no.
Auntie Jean happy?
Auntie Jean's got a lot of issues, but yeah, I think for once she was happy, yeah.
Well, I dare say you told Auntie Jean all about her issues, didn't you?
Auntie Jean is one of those people who cannot speak to me anymore after I did speak to her about not speaking so loudly because it was hurting my ears. Just keep it down, Jean. Keep it down, Jean.
I do like when people have an indoor voice for the indoors and match. I think you did a good... People don't like advice at the time, but sometimes they go away, they think about it, and they come back with a quieter voice.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.
That means a lot.
Thank you to me.
Is there anything else that you find slightly triggering? You're obviously loud noises. Is there anything else that you've noticed?
I don't like loud noises. I don't like loud colours.
Mm-hmm. Loud colours?
Mm-hmm. I don't like loud. Red? No. Mm-hmm. Not good for me. Mm.
So, yeah, if you go to like a sporting event and someone's wearing sort of lovely big red jerseys and they're screaming and they're shouting.
My healer, Jill in the Pyrenees, told me red and black was the devil's colours. And that's true. And that's
exactly
true.
Claire.
And that's actually true. 100% true.
Well, that's very observant of your healer, isn't it? Because that's pretty much standard, isn't it? When you see the devil, he's normally dressed in red and black.
And what does Walt Disney use on the little mice? Red and black, and apparently all sorts of rumours.
That's why. Mm. So maybe that's why I'm triggered by it, but they're not colours I would use. I did work for a short time in an advertising house.
Oh, I love that.
And I was constantly given advice, and people said, do you love the sound of your own voice? Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I think this is very, very positive advice, and I was sacked from that too. So I'm really coming up against a lot of problems. The only place I'm comfortable is in CAB. Citizens Advice Bureau.
I love that, CAB.
CAB, it's fun, isn't it? And you're just looking at pastel colours, working a cab, yeah?
It's very brown in CAB, actually.
I want to take you back to about 30 seconds ago, when someone said to you...
Can you remember?
Do you like the sound of your own voice? Mm. Now, maybe that's the problem. Maybe people want to hear this advice, but they don't want to hear it in the same tone from the same person. Maybe you need to start mixing up your tones.
Okay, and how
bingo,
do I do
or
that?
Or should I say bungo?
Love that. Yeah, do you see what I mean?
Yes. Do you have a way? I mean, I'm not an actor. Any way in which I can change my voice.
Do you know Michael Caine?
Yes, I know Michael
Caine. He's a master of voices.
Can you do an impression of Michael Caine for us now?
Mm. You're only supposed to blow the bleeding doors off.
Very nice. Very nice. Now offer me some advice as Michael Caine.
I really think that you should be wearing bolder colours.
And I'm in agreement. I'm like, yeah, show me the razzmatazz.
Oh my goodness. Mm.
Do you see? It is more fun when you do it like that. And that, you know, it's also, if the advice is valid, they'll probably take it on board. If it's not, they'll just think, oh, that's a bit of fun. And you're probably, they'll probably just presume you're joking because of the tone. So actually, yes. it's a perfect blend.
Do you want to give Dr. Benjamin Jones some advice as Jessica Rabbit?
Oh, no. We know what that does, to be clear.
Oh.
So Jessica Rabbit, she's the American.
Yeah, she's very sexy. She's a rabbit.
No.
I'm happy to have a go.
Have a go.
No, I'm not sure this is necessary.
Oh, Benjamin. I love that colour on you. Why don't you step into something a little bit more comfortable?
Okay.
It seems to have had a great effect.
It's had a great effect on him. He looks like he's crying, but something else is going on.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The doctor will see you now.
Do you feel like your arsehole is starting to smell a little bit less?
Oh, that's a metaphor.
I'm so sorry.
That's a metaphor. For your soul. Your soul. It's your soul.
I definitely feel purer. I feel cleaner. I feel wiped out in a way. I sort of feel exhausted.
Yes.
That's probably from all the voices I've been doing.
Is your soul smelling of roses or shit? Is the metaphor, yeah.
Definitely closer, at least to a rose, at least to a violet. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you. I just can't thank you enough. I feel like a weight has been lifted off me. I don't even feel like I need
Stop
to tell you.
Right there. This has all been a distraction. That is not your problem. Right. This is advice mumbo jumbo, because I can tell you something. When you turned up here today, you was giving a lot of advice. You was going gung-ho for advice. But it pretty quickly stopped.
Yes.
You've not got a habit of advice. You've got a habit of lying. What's the real issue here?
It's the breasts. It is the breasts. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry, listeners. Yes, I've been lying the whole time. It's just the breasts.
Okay.
There's nothing I can do. I've been to the doctor.
Well, I wouldn't normally suggest this, and I think this is quite an easy one to clean up. And I usually would go sort of alternative health, you know, homeopathy.
Right.
Blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But this time I'm thinking tit job. Just a lovely tit job.
Mm. Mm. I think when you've got inward breasts, it is perfectly acceptable to have a
blow them up, blow them out, you know. Get to a magazine, choose the ones you like, bingo, bango.
I suppose if yours one, they can just sort of probably just pop something inside, can't they?
They could suck them out with a implement.
But then where would you put your chutney?
In the, well, I think we're all thinking, aren't we? Honey pot.
Right. Yes. So your advice would be to get a breast job.
And I still maintain to give you advice in characters. Think of the fun you can have. Right.
Okay, so a breast job is what you've come up with. So
yes,
that's been the whole conversation, is to get a boob job. Yes. And we'll change the way I look.
Yes,
and that's your advice.
I sense that you're not satisfied with that.
Relationships.
Let's talk about your ex-husband.
Michael.
Who is he with anyone now? Has he moved on?
Yes. He's shown me a picture of several... He sent me a picture of several women and a couple of men who I think he has had sexual relations with.
And these women...
And men.
Let's focus on the women first of all. How would you describe them? Would you describe them as Pamela Anderson?
Some of them have large, outward-growing breasts, yes, if that's what you're getting at, Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
I think he meant her personally.
And the men... Would you describe them as Katie Price?
No.
Well, I'm stumped.
Of who? Katie Cress? It was Katie Cress.
Katie, go on.
Katie Price.
Katie Price. Would I describe them as
Katie? Like Katie Cress.
No. Would you describe them as Katie Holmes? Katie Holmes.
No.
Ah, I'm stumped. Oh, wow, this is a real case.
Do you think your husband...
Ex-husband.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.
Is he the one that got away, or have you happily moved on from...
Well, he's
from
Taiwan. Mm.
No, he's definitely got away, but for you, do you have an interest in sort of speaking to him again, seeing him again?
Yes, I'd love to have him back, despite all those things that he said to me, despite all those things that... He sent me...
Okay, two words. If you want him back, tit job.
I feel like you're making a mockery out of my inward breasts.
I am not.
I will go to the NHS and I will see what they can do, or I might have to do a crowdfunder to try. And
that's a great idea.
Do you think?
And you could do the voices. You could say, look... To all the people you've given advice to over the years, well-meaning, well-intentioned advice. Now, please, could you spare £10 each, etc., for all the years of service I've given you? And here's my Michael Caine.
So do you think they'll go for that, though? Do you think...
I
think it's crystal clear, yes.
Earlier on, I said that Claire's the light in my life, and she is. But also, sometimes she brings a little bit of dark to the table, and I think that's what's happened here today. And she's, she steered me in a direction that I don't think you wanted to go down. Why should you change something about yourself?
Come on, Benjamin, you love fate.
Just to please a man. Now, do you remember earlier I spoke about my friend who's got a hole in his chest?
Brian, yes.
Brian.
I've actually been thinking about Brian through these last 10 minutes.
I've got a hole in my bottom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Anything to add to that, Claire?
No. I just thought me and Brian had got a look. Carry on.
I think that Brian...
Yes.
...would possibly be looking for two more dipping containers to hang out with.
Yes.
To use.
Yes.
He's often too short.
Yes.
Does he cook a lot of tapas? Is he a tapas man? Because I love Spanish food.
Yes, he often puts some of them little tiny sausages in his chest.
Chorizo.
And the potato and egg. We all hear so much
potatoes.
About.
I think you're still distracted by the hole in your bottom, aren't you? Claire?
The potato and egg that we hear so much about in a cake slice. Wedge. Yeah.
Tortilla.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
I'm imagining you and Brian waking up in the morning, one of your breasts you've got your tea, the other breast you've got your orange juice, his chest you've got your cereal.
No cereal.
His chest you've got your...
Omelette. I love an omelette. Marvellous.
And that's or smoothie.
I must admit, I have been constantly thinking about Brian. To meet someone in a similar situation to you, just really brings you so much light. And I don't think either of you really understand the situation I'm in. I hope after this you're not just going to be laughing at my inward breasts just because you've got outward breasts. Claire, you've got beautifully perky breasts.
Thank you. And they're wonderful when I take my bra off. They really hold.
Are they?
Thank you.
Brian, you've got lovely, lovely perky
Dr.
breasts.
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Sorry, I just can't stop thinking about Brian.
I love that. I love that about you.
Dr. Benjamin Jones, I have to concede, actually, that was lovely advice and my heart feels warm. And I think I may have missteered with the tit job. And I think that I think I'm coming around to your idea. And to you, I say, I don't say bravo, I say patatus bravus. Thank you. That was a joke I mentioned earlier.
Oh, and it was very funny.
I knew I'd get there eventually.
Thank you.
I've been scratching my brain to get one, and then bingo, it just flies out as if channeled from God.
That's actually rather wonderful. That did really make me laugh. Thank you.
Brian's very funny as well.
He loves humour.
Fantastic. I can't wait to meet him. If you could send the details over, that would be brilliant.
Would you be able to say, thank you, Dr. Benjamin Jones?
Thank you so much, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Not a problem. The address is on its way to you.
If you could get that over as soon as possible, that would be great.
I said I would, didn't I?
I'm very keen to contact him almost ASAP.
Okay, Brian might find you a bit annoying. Just, okay. So, that's another case closed here on the Why's Your Bottom So Dirty podcast.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, if you did. If you like listening to podcasts, then please do listen to ours, and thank you if you already have. But have you liked and reviewed it, subscribed and given it 5 stars? Well, if not, then do so now. And welcome to your new life.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.